Hello?
Can you put the phone down on me, Josh?
Yeah, I've got a new phone. That's the problem. Okay. That's a 845 number I've got.
Yeah, Dad, use that for now. And I'll email you all my contact details, any personal details as well. You can catch me after hours, and if you need me for anything, just ring me.
Yeah, that's fine. Oh, and so this is the number I contact you and nobody else from now on.
Yeah, it's only me on the other end of this line.
There won't be anybody else from MMA. It will just be yourself
If anyone else rings you from MMA or pertains to be MMA, ask them for me. If they can't put me on a call or I don't call you back, then don't speak to them.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's fine. Yeah. So I can't think of anything at the moment. It's been, as I say, since September. I mean, it's been a. I came to this through a Facebook advert. And then the people who put up the advert on Facebook were what I'd call dodgy, or didn't they do what things that they should have done. So MMA got rid of them, so I had to start over again. But then saying that, when I first applied this, I thought it was kind of. They continually phoned me, and I thought it was dodgy anyway. I'm saying to myself, what is this? I'd never heard of Redress Scotland. But one thing that I will say for the people who advertised on Facebook, they did make me aware. I mean, like, the Scottish Government maybe they did advertise it, but I didn't see the advert. Abuse and... The prisons, yeah, I've never seen that. It's all lassies, it's all girls that called me. I'll give them their due.
I can't comment on,
This is just my personal experience, what happened, and they're really good, and they're really professional as well. They're really good. That started in September, and Drew says, because I kept pissed on Drew, but yeah, again, I mean, like, I was unsure of what was happening, so.
Yeah, okay. You can pest me now, but if you want, still pest on Drew.
You
need something to do.
But even my wife says that, I've just got it out of it. It takes time, but it does take time.
I will email you every couple of weeks. I will let you know exactly how I'm getting on, if I'm hitting any roadblocks. Or if I'm getting success, I'll still let you know. Like I said, I'll check in once a month, have a chat with you. Everything's still okay, your end, and explain to you what's going on my end.
Here's a question. I was thinking this. Could I go into the local social work and get them to release everything that they have on me, all my, and send that to you?
You can do, although I have got a letter from you signed that states I have authority to get that.
Good.
Getting it with the weight of a law firm behind
me. Yes. Okay.
Threatened to get, threaten them with legal action if they don't comply.
Absolutely. But no, it's just I was thinking, maybe I could do it. But no, that's fine if you're going to do it, then that's good.
Yeah, I'll 100% do it for you, sir.
That's one thought I had there.
I get that, and certainly with financial institutions, say if I was asking for information from your bank, then it'd probably be easy for you to go in and do that and get that information. These people, they want to try and keep hold of this information, certainly the Scottish Government. Because they don't want to release it. Reveal their misgivings, their what they've done wrong.
So
the likelihood is they're going to make you jump through a load of hoops and...
I'm
to take them to court.
Yeah. Ironically,
I was a taxi driver. I had to run vulnerable people about in the taxi, like school children and disabled children. I had to get a PGA, and that was to make sure that I was a fit person to run. To work with disabled people. But on that PGA, that crime came up. It still comes up. The fact that I was in jail, it came up. It comes up all the time.
40 years ago.
Yeah. It keeps. The road. Yeah. So even after that, I mean, that was something. You know, like. Because of the amount of time, it was like spent. It was a spent conviction. Is that right? A correct spent?
Yes.
Yeah. After a certain
amount of time, isn't it?
Yeah. So even up until, actually, even up to now today, if I apply for PGA with that form that allows me to work with vulnerable people, that would come up. That would be highlighted on the PGA.
Horrendous, but it follows you around like that, isn't it?
Yeah. What good comes to that is they can't deny it because the PGA people can find it. So it's certainly there.
Okay.
I don't know why it's not spent, but there you go. They need to know everything. They need to know that. I don't know.
Yeah, I suppose. Certainly, with vulnerable people, I'm pretty sure, it's a proper in-depth check. I think if you went for a job, if you like, with the CRB, I don't think it'd probably follow you. But if you're working with vulnerable people, then
It's good that they're doing that. Absolutely, it's absolutely a good thing that they're doing that. It's not bad, but it's just in case that anybody have a bother saying, "Oh, we can't find them." We just say, "Well, contact the PGA. They know where. They know about it, eh?" And the people who find out that's so. Yeah, you shouldn't have any problem. I don't think finding proof that I'd been in jail. Because they did.
No problem, buddy. I'll get all the information for you, I promise.
Yeah.
Is that okay, George?
Yeah, I think so. I'm beginning to blather now.
You enjoy the rest of your evening, say now. I'll get an email out to you as soon as I can.
Right, okay. Is that going to be today or tomorrow?
Within the next week or so. I'll get you an email. Yeah. We're just going to send them out to all of our clients, so... We've just got some technical issues with the email at the minute, but I'll get it out to you as soon as I possibly can.
Yeah. And just an update on what's happening, then that's in the email.
Yeah, 100%, yeah.
Yeah. Fantastic.
Perfect. Thank you, George. Lovely speaking to you, sir.
Yeah, okay. You have a good night.
Yeah, you too. Thank you, George.
Cheers. Bye. Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye.